2HXS, KB4CBA.
I am still here.
At the pizza, it was usually, and they have it ready by the time I get here, but I had to wait a couple of minutes on it. No big deal. And so I'm headed back to the house. Gotta go through the same noisy areas, but well, I tell you, it's amazing. 291, I'm on 291 behind Bob Jones. I see two cars. Three cars. And it's almost unheard of. I mean, during the week, this road looks like 5 o'clock traffic all day long.
Oh, I know. Trust me, I know. That's a main artery. My office, before they moved the office over to Bowen Court over there, I had to go down 29, take a left on 291 and go down to Keith Road, or Keith Drive, Keith Road down there. And that was a heck of a drive. If I got done with a job a little too late and I hit that like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, man, I tell you what, it was one heck of a ride home.
Work on Keith Drive.
Yeah, our office used to be right there next to the police garage.
I worked at the garage there for Greenville County. That was the vehicle service center for all the Greenville County vehicles and heavy equipment. And all that. I worked on police cars and ambulances, and we worked on drug cars that were confiscated if they wanted to use them undercover, and the codes department had some cars, and we did maintenance on them, stuff like that.
Yeah, that building right across the fence, that was that's the company I work for, Sanders AC, Sanders Heating and Air. We just moved out of there. I guess they've been in that location for quite a number of years, I think.
We've been there 5 years. It's been years ago, 90s to 95. Almost 5 years to the day. It was September 90 to September 95. And I worked part-time at a church leading music, and then that went full-time, so I had to quit the job at the county. But I tell you, they had good benefits. The pay wasn't that great, but the benefits were really good, and you had state retirement.
Yeah, the benefits kind of outweigh the pay sometimes, especially... Yeah, if you have good dental and all that kind of stuff, that's that's all worth it.
Yeah, it really was, and and it wasn't really hard work. In fact, some of the guys took the work. I didn't take it very serious at all. I mean, I always worked hard because I like to stay busy. But, you know, if they needed to run to the mall or run to a store, or, you know, on a test drive or something like that, then they, you know, they just take off and nothing was said. Nothing was ever said to them. It was almost impossible to get fired there. I did actually see one guy get fired, but anyway, I won't get into that. But you know, this one guy, he was a Latino guy, and he'd say, "David, why do you work so hard?" He said, "Pays the same, pays the same." That was his saying, "Pays the same." You know, whether you work hard or you stand there, he says, you know, you need to slow down. I said, why?
know, I'm like you. I got to get the job done and move on to the next thing. I can't sit around, you know, not when I'm working. When I'm at home, that's my downtime. That's one thing. But when I'm working, I like to stay busy, get it done.
I mean, yeah, a lot of times I was working on either an ambulance or a police car, so, and sometimes the officers, a good many of them like to stay with their car, and some of them would go in the office and talk to the guys up there, and some of them would stay with the car, and they would talk to me, so I got to know a good many of them by name, and they'd tell me stories, and yeah, it was a real interesting job. I really enjoyed it. I made some good friends there with some of the, I say good friends, good acquaintances anyway with the, some of the police officers and, oh crap, what was I going to tell you? Oh, we had a councilman come in one day, and from Greenville County councilman, and they told us, they said, you know, if he ever comes in, you know, he'll have a suit on, and you're supposed, if you talk to him, you're supposed to address him as councilman, so and so. Well, you know, it didn't bother me too bad. Of course, I never had to talk to any of them, but. But the mechanics, some of them like to play jokes, and they would take if one of the councilmen came, they would take a antifreeze jug, and we had these air nozzles that you could adjust how much air came out of them, and they would put one of those in the antifreeze jug and then wrap duct tape real tight around the opening there, so very little air could leak out, and that antifreeze jug, you know, would fill up with air, and then it would explode. And in that shop, it sounded like a bomb. So, and they would always put it, you know, right up there at the office door, you know. So that was their, that was the big joke, you know, when a councilman came over.
Jeez. Sounds like you guys are having, or you had too much fun back then. Well, anyway, Dave, I'm almost home. I'm actually going to be turning into the driveway here in just about 30 seconds. So let me get out of here. You have a good afternoon, and I'm going to be out. I'll be trying to get back on the radio tonight or tomorrow or something and see what's going on. Have a good afternoon. KB4CBA, I think it is. KB2HXS.
I'm good timing because I'm pulling in the garage here. You have a good evening. I'm going to scarf me down some pizza here. 73s, and we'll talk to you later. KB2HXS, KB4CBA, clear.
All right, sir. Have a good afternoon. KB2HXS, out of here.